Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 2, they begin to drift from the word. Remember, he talks about in Hebrews 2, 1, about be careful lest these things slip. It wasn't an overnight thing. Matter of fact, you don't backslide overnight. You don't wake up one day, so I think I'll backslide today. It's slowly by slowly by slowly, day, week, month, and then somewhere down the road, you've regressed and you didn't mean to do it. Are you following? And that's what he means about drifting from the word. Then the second warning, after you drift from the word, you begin to doubt the word, actual word of God. And we looked at that in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. Remember that because of their unbelief, they begin to doubt what God said. And that's what chapters 3 and 4 was devoted to. Remember about the unbelief, about going into Canaan, and y'all would not believe, so you had to walk around in the wilderness for 40 years because of your unbelief. Well, and then we see in this chapter about the dullness of the word. Literally, they lose interest. They're, not only do they not doubt it anymore, they lose complete interest in it. And these are believers who's gotten away from the Lord. And we'll end our Sunday school lesson in book of Peter, 2 Peter, to show you just how far believers can go away from the Lord. Now, they cannot lose their salvation. Some of the most miserable people in the world are backslidden Baptists. They tasted of things of God, and we'll look at that next week. Man, they're out of God's will, and they are just miserable, miserable. But dullness toward the Bible is a dangerous place to be as a believer. No longer have interest in it. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir here this morning because y'all are here at Sunday school. Obviously, you have interest in the Word of God or you would not be here. Amen, preacher. Oh, you put that up there ahead of me. Greg, I wasn't going any farther than that, but you got the idea, okay? Dullness toward the Bible is a dangerous place to be. I have a note here. Sunday school is dull. People don't come. Why? Sunday school is dull. I can't imagine how this class could be dull. The singing is dull. I ain't because the singing is, you get the point, you know. All they sing is old hymns. Amen. Amazing grace. I'm off key, but you got the point. It's dull. I want some of that. You want to know why a lot of these churches with this head banging music are growing? Because people like that kind of stuff. I told you, went to a university here. I won't mention it because I already mentioned it and got in trouble. Caleb Brook was looking about. Can you imagine Caleb Brook graduated? Man, are we getting old. I'm getting old. My youngest daughter has graduated from, so she's looking at different universities. I'm trying to keep her close to home. We went to one in Lakeland, and they're somewhat a so-called Christian university. And we went to one of their worship services, and I could not believe, me and Latrice and Kay looked at each other, and I went, you thought you were in a rock concert. They had it. I'm talking, it was going. And the guy actually got up there, and he said something about, literally, he said, let's go crazy or something of that nature. It's been a month or two ago. But it was that, let's go crazy for God. And he's up there, well, you ain't getting that when you come here. And some people might, well, they're dull at Westwood Baptist Church because they don't. Are y'all following? Sunday school is dull. Their singing is dull. Preaching is dull. All these things. And listen, the problem is not Sunday school. It's not the teachers. It's not the singers or the preacher, but with the believer himself. They become dull of hearing. They can't, they don't want to hear the word of God. Boy, we have a lot of churches like that today. It's boring. to talk about the Word of God. We're going through the book of Hebrews verse by verse, chapter by chapter. To a lot of people, that's boring. That's dull. Well, the believer didn't start that way. When first saved, they were like a sponge soaking it all up. You remember that when you were first saved? Man, you couldn't get enough of it. Remember how it was? I couldn't get enough of it. But over a period of time, ever so slowly, they become lethargic to God's word. We're talking about believers. That's what it means. You've become dull of hearing. It's the thought. It wasn't that the message was too complicated. It was that the hearers were dull of hearing. The problem was not the ears. The problem was the heart. You following? The hearer isn't really interested in what God has to say. And that's what Paul is saying here in verse number 11. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered to you, hard to speak to you, seeing that ye are dull of hearing. Not even going to listen. Not even going to understand. And then verse number 12, he really gets pointed, okay? Now, a lot of church people would probably have the Apostle Paul kicked out of the pulpit because he gets straight to the point. He would call sin, sin. John the Baptist, remember, man, you bunch of vipers and snakes. Jesus had some strong words. Well, now people like that smooth talk. Well, Paul said, for when the time that ye ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. The oracles of God literally is the Word of God. Speaking of the Word of God. By this time, Paul's telling those believers, you should know these things and to teach others. Not in the sense that everyone, I wrote this, not in the sense that everybody has a gift of teaching. Not everybody has a gift of teaching. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about, they ought to be teachers in the sense that every believer should be a teacher that we can all disciple of somebody else. In other words, you just tell somebody else what you already know. We really only master something after we have effectively taught it to someone else. Let that sink in as a teacher. We really only master something after we have effectively taught it to someone else. Teaching is the final step of learning for the teacher. He's learned something and now he's teaching it. Many of you heard this all from years past. You can no more teach that which you do not know than you can come from a place you've never been. You can no more teach that which you do not know than you can come from a place which you've never been. And Paul said, you need somebody to teach you again. The first principle of the oracles of God, literally the ABCs. They've not gotten out of the ABCs, the Bible basics. Now, listen, they are important. There's no doubt about it. But there's much more to learn than the basics of Scripture. And have a note here. You are content to stay a baby and not grow. You're happy to be there. And you're still on milk and cannot digest the meat of the word. The milk that he's talking about, the first oracles of God, is what Jesus did on the earth. They knew about his birth, his virgin birth, his life, his sinless life, that death on the cross. And they knew about the resurrection. We would call, even though that's the most important thing as far as salvation is concerned, that's the basic Bible doc. Are you following? Everybody, you're a babe in Christ, you know that. That Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, you know that. That he lived a sinless life, you already know that. He died on the cross for your sins, you know that. That he was resurrected, you know that because you believed and you were saved. He said, but somebody, they need to teach it to you again. The first oracles, and you haven't gone beyond that point.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.